Aye.
Expelliarmus!
Expelliarmus!
Expelliarmus! Fantastic, Neville. Well done. So, that's it for this lesson. Now, we're not going to be meeting again until after the holidays. So just keep practicing on your own as best you can. And well done, everyone. Great, great work.
Well done, mate. Thanks.
See you after Christmas.
See you in the common room, Harry.
Thanks a lot, Harry.
Merry Christmas, Harry. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Not at all. Merry Christmas. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Have a good Christmas, Harry.
Have a great Christmas, Luna.
We've been thinking, Harry. We could always slip Umbridge some puking pastels into her tea.
Or fever fudge. They give you these massive pus-filled balls right here.
Sounds great, guys. Would you excuse me? Are you all right? I heard Umbridge gave you a rough time the other day.
Yeah, I'm okay. Anyway, it's worth it. It's just learning all this. Makes me wonder whether if he'd known it.
Cedric did know this stuff. He was really good. It's just Voldemort was better.
You're a really good teacher, Harry. I've never been able to stun anything before. This will talk.
Probably full of Nurgles, though.
What are Nurgles?
No idea.
Well, how was it?
Wet. I mean, she was sort of crying.
That bad at it, are you?
I'm sure Harry's kissing was more than satisfactory. Cho spends half her time crying these days.
I think a bit of snogging would cheer her up.
Don't you understand how she must be feeling? Well, obviously she's feeling sad about Cedric, and therefore confused about liking Harry and guilty about kissing him. Conflicted because Umbridge is threatening to sack her mum from her job at the Ministry and frightened of failing her OWLs because she's so busy worrying about everything else.
One person couldn't feel all that. It'd explode.
Just because you've got the emotional range of a teaspoon.